your day with Nicole Trevasic on ABC Victoria.
And you might have heard, how could you miss the fact that tomorrow is Budget Day? And there are a number of organisations. I think the headline that I read this morning is Napthine Spends Up, who are on the radar to get millions and millions of dollars. There is one organisation, though, who is not on the radar to get millions and millions of dollars, and that's the National Centre for Pharma Health in the Western District, which provides a critical service, but nonetheless appears to be off the radar. Tam Phillips is a farmer and a nurse from, I think it's Narrapumliap South. Narrapumliap? Not sure. Tam will tell me. Tam, good afternoon.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Would you like to say that correctly?
It is Narrapumliap. I'm still getting, I don't spell it very often because our postal address is Glen Thompson. But yes, no, we live in the area of Narrapumliap.
Narrapumliap.
That is it.
Where's that located, Tam?
We would say that we are 15 minutes south of Glen Thompson.
Okay, I'm with you.
Towards the Grampians.
Tam, I see today that there is a lot of leaks which indicate that there is a lot of money which is earmarked in tomorrow's budget, certainly for schools and for hospitals and kindergartens. But nothing for the National Centre for Pharma Health.
Pharma Health, yeah, nothing, no. Correct. And, you know, it's such a valuable service that they have established, and it would be very sad to see funding ceased and no more funding going into this service.
Why are you so concerned about this centre closing its doors?
Oh, well, I've been involved in the centre in a number of programs. I was involved in the Southern Farming System program, which was a three-year program. And then I've also been involved in AgriSafe Clinics, which is a clinic that actually that they offer from National Centre for Farmers Health as well. I'm also currently studying through them as well. They offer a graduate certificate in agricultural health and medicine. They're also involved in research, which my husband is currently a participant in.
So how critical has this centre been for you?
It's been very critical, and I really hope tomorrow that the government actually do continue funding the National Centre for Farmers Health, because it's very important. Agricultural rural, not only for agricultural rural families, but actually for agricultural rural communities as well.
As a nurse, what does this centre provide to rural communities that isn't provided by the health services that are already funded by government?
Yeah, okay. So it's really specific to the agricultural needs of clients. So it is. So the AgriSafe clinics that farmers can go, so farmers can access these clinics. Now, farmers are very time poor. So for them to be able to, for some of them, it doesn't suit them to actually take days, you know, to take a day out to go to a workshop that might be a whole day workshop. But these AgriSafe clinics give them the opportunity to actually go in on their way into town to bank a check or on their way to the market, and they could take 45 minutes or 45 minutes out of their time and go to one of these AgriSafe clinics and actually have their have a physical assessment done, as well as mental assessment done, as well as that was their concern. It also gives the AgriSafe, the nurses, the AgriSafe clinic clinicians, the opportunity to take them through some safety regulations and safety equipment as well that they should be using on the farm to be protecting themselves.
What would you say to the state government who are handing down their budget tomorrow, if you could?
I just think that they would actually be really neglectful in not investing. It's primary prevention at its best. So if you're looking at the whole healthcare setting and sort of like in terms of where funding goes in terms of primary care, secondary care, tertiary care, this area of primary care, this is where they invest. They're investing in prevention. So it's such an investment. It's such a worthwhile investment for them to be investing in farmers' health.
Do they also assist farmers who may feel that they've been left behind in the conversation, who are in isolated environments, who might feel that debt pressures are starting to crush their spirit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, having these AgriSafe clinics and having centres in farmers' health, can really drive these clinics so they can. They're educating. So that's why I'm doing the course at the moment, so that I can actually become an AgriSafe clinician, so that, you know, bush nursing centres, rural community nursing centres can actually have these clinics available for people that live in remote rural areas, and they can come in and they can discuss, you know, things that, may be concerning them on a physical, on a social or on a mental level with these clients.
The state government says that they'll fund the centre if the federal government kicks some money in too. Is that good enough?
I think, well, yes, but listen, at the end of the day, the federal government definitely needs to be putting in the majority of the money, yes?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Tam Phillips, farmer and nurse from Narrabumlaup South. She's used the National Centre for Farmers' Health, a sustainable farming program. And she likes to see some money kicked in tomorrow. Let's see if it happens. 1300 303 468. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 4:22.